I would say that my instinctive reaction last night was that he just had to go. This morning it softened a little bit in view of the actual facts and the case reported in the newspaper. Did it strike you as pretty bad when you read it?
Yep.
That's why it came to me. Just an awful lot of money involved, too. He must, according to the arithmetic, could have made a profit of $75,000 in a matter of a couple of months.
What kind of fellow is he?
I don't know how long he's been in this country. He has a sort of a German accent. I don't think of him as particularly creative or imaginative. He is not one of my favorite people over at the department. I don't think that he's inefficient, though. He's done a pretty good job. He started in as a fairly junior level with Hodges. Apparently, he's worked pretty hard. He's kind of a society type fellow. I don't know where his money comes from, but he's seemed like a fellow who has money, and he does do a lot of the social circuit. His job at the department has been more on the periphery and kind of the management activities. For example, our participation in the World Fair program, or single scandals, other international exhibits. I don't think that he's ever been right in the center of the department's activity. He's probably in his middle or late 40s. I'd say his personality and everything else, he's not one of my favorite people, but the only thing that I've ever known of is that he raised any question about his judgment or his taste. I would say that it strikes me that maybe there is no law involved here. Connor ought to get him in. I would expect Connor to be pretty tough on a matter like this. You know, he unfortunately has a difficulty with the other Assistant Secretary of Commerce, Tom Wyman.
What was that difficulty?
He was a guy appointed by President Kennedy, and apparently we find out now with the knowledge of Leader Kenny O'Donnell that he was involved in some event or a company of his. Was involved in some violations of Japanese currency laws. It appears that he himself was not one of the instigators, or perhaps may not even have been aware of the fact that one of the companies that he is substantial interest in was playing around with Japanese currency to take advantage of the black market exchange rate. But nevertheless, the company was indicted, and one of the officers was named in the indictment in Japan a couple of years ago. And then he was given a recess appointment. In checking up on the FBI routine investigation, this thing was disclosed. I think maybe it was a tip from somebody in the department. The tip was run down and turned out to be accurate. And at the beginning of this year, he was not reappointed. I think he and John Macy and Nick Katzenbach have looked at it. Nick says it is not doesn't appear that he is in violation of any federal law.
Is he still in the Commerce?
He's either moved out or in the process of moving out. But I think the decision all around was that this fellow's situation was such, considering what he dealt with, he would be the Assistant Secretary for International Affairs. Would not stay. I don't know exactly where that stands at the moment, but I know that he has been, according to John Macy, who met with Bill Moyers, myself, and Nick Katzenbach on it, that he's just in although I don't think on the basis of it the guy has shown that he himself is any law violator or any evil or wicked guy. It was just that the circumstances were such that in that spot it would have been totally impossible. It was most unwise and unjudicial to put him in there. That was not a decision made during your presidency, however.
Did I make anything in connection, Klotz?
I believe he is close in my mind. I think he may have gone up to assistant secretary in the past year and a half. I'll check that out.
Call Connor as soon as you can. Ask him to make a report to you as quickly as he can on both of them.
All right, I will. And
I don't think we can tolerate this 5 minutes if there's the way it looks to me, and I just think you better get a thorough study made. Let's be fair and just, but let's don't temper this thing and tolerate it.
Well, I would hope that...
Come in.
I would hope that...
Please come on in. I'm on the phone. How can I talk? You gonna fix it? We'll get him fixed. Go ahead.
I would hope that Klotz would himself see the awkwardness and the embarrassment for somebody in the administration. But
you get
I think Connor ought to see it.
You get a hold of Connor right away and tell him to get on and give you a report. You let me know this morning.
Okay, I will, sir. Huh?
Anything else, Lee?
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
The civil rights front seems to be kind of quiet at the moment. I know Louis Martin's got a group of these fine officials coming in tomorrow from the southeast.
That right one doesn't work. I can't get the right one on. That's one on. Yeah. What are the editors then?
No, these are, for the most part, elected officials, Negro elected officials from the southeastern states, a few appointed ones, and Louis thinks of them as the cream of the crop and the guys who are moving forward. A lot of those.
What was wrong?
You know, Negroes in the group.
What? Well, now, what have you heard from them? Looks to me like they've been pretty cool since Alabama.
Well, they have been, most
of them. Wait a minute, the second one. What do you think about it?
And most of these guys are. Just what I can gather, they're comers. They're guys who've been either elected to office or held high post in an area where Negroes don't normally have any chance at all. This is the block kind of voting that you get in Harlem where you're assured of a Negro Congress.
What do you think? Do you think it following, do you think that we made some mistake with the troops or something in Birmingham that's kept us from hearing from King or Wilkins or any of them and telling us what a good job we did or anything? Looks like to me that normally they're telling you that you're either playing hell or you're doing a good job, and we just haven't heard anything.
Well, I talked to Roy Wilkins the other day, and he's just, I think he was not silent. He sent you materials, and I know that Whitney Young fired off some wonderful telegrams, and Farmer has done and said things that made it clear that he was really happy. In fact, matters yesterday, I got a letter from him, and I know you got one from him, expressing great appreciation for the having sent that copy of the speech. And generally, they're...
Who is this, Farmer?
Farmer, yes.
Well, you just sent him, about a dozen copies to tell him he might want to send him some of his friends.
Okay.
Acknowledge him, thank him, and just say you've got some copies you'd like to send him for his friend. You'd like to have his advice and suggestion. I see somebody down there in Louisiana, some San Francisco Corps official, said that he's sick and tired of the way I was acting. That I ought to be sending soldiers to foreign ports if I didn't take clean up Louisiana.
Yeah, well, some strange reason, there's a San Francisco tie into Bogalusa. I got called at 2:30 the other morning by some minister from San Francisco. Responding.